I came through town. I saw all these cars at the pub. I asked what was happening over there, and they said, oh, some guy called David Bowie. I went, what? I said, do you mean Bowie? And they went, yeah, that's it. You're kidding. It can't be him.
But it was. The alien had landed. David Bowie had somehow ended up about 8 hours from Sydney in an outback Australian town. He was here to shoot a film clip. Someone had a vision.
They wanted a pub on a corner that had dirt roads. And some bloke, I don't know who he was, down in Coonabarabran, said, I know a pub. And they said, where is it? And they said, Corinda. So that's how come he came out here.
Corinda, New South Wales. Population of around 28. The people here are about as country as you get.
Lay back, you know, they're not straight onto you.
The main drag of town consists of one petrol station and one pub, an internationally famous pub. And I'm here 40-odd years after Bowie was, and I'm sharing a beer with Jude Massman.
And just a few tables. But this wasn't here either, this paving.
Jude, have you started crutching yet?
No, it's not happening, mate. He won't answer the phone.
Corinda is still a small outback town.
Sorry. Do you want gravy on that? Not on the chippies.
While staying here, I encountered a maximum of 9 people, including the bloke who helped me when my car got bogged on the unsealed road on the way out here. I chatted with all of them to get a feel for the place.
Happiest moment of my life, fair dinkum, mate, is being an Australian.
Really?
Yep. My word, mate.
Trev is another local.
What's your take on David Bowie, Trev?
No, thank you very much. Yeah, no, he had some good songs, yeah. I'm a country music bloke, mate, you know.
At least Trev had heard of David Bowie. In 1983, most of the town hadn't, but Jude knew exactly who he was.
From 16 on, I was a David Bowie fan. Definitely David Bowie was like he was the thing. Rebel, rebel,
put on your dress. And his music stayed with her throughout her life.
One of my songs my husband sings me is Sorrow. Sorrow, how you turned my world, you precious thing. What's the movie he made about the
Labyrinth?
Yes. Yes. I made sure my kids watched that movie. And then I do a school bus run out here, so all my bus children all know David Bowie.
What, because you'd play the music?
Yeah, they had to learn it. You've run so long, you've run so far.
Jude was 23 when Bowie was in town. She remembers how surreal it felt.
When I walked around through the ladies section, because there used to be ladies sections in the pubs out here in that era, I walked through the door and I had my daughter on my hip and I just couldn't believe it. He was just standing there and I just went, my God, that's David Bowie. Like, oh my God.
When you walk up to David Bowie, what do you say?
Well, that was a bit of a problem. I actually couldn't talk to him. I actually got freaked out. I'm just staring at him going, oh my God, it's David Bowie. Then trying to convince my husband to come in was a nightmare because he just wouldn't believe me. But I didn't realise he was that short. Yeah, didn't seem to worry him though. He's large as life. But I think he had trouble recognising some of the stuff what we were saying because we were talking country. Or a lot of the blokes in there would have been. But he says it grinning and smiling and I'm thinking, oh, he's no idea what they're saying to him.
Eventually, Jude built up the courage to say something. She had a friend who worked at the post office on the phone exchange.
She was stuck down there and she couldn't come and see him. And she was the only other person in town that knew him. She's going, oh, my Jude, I can't go see him. I said, well, I'll go ask him if he'll come down. And she went, really? Will you do that for me? And I went, yeah. So I went and asked him. I said, oh, look, you've got a really good fan down here just on the corner, but you can't leave the exchange. And so he said, okay. And so we walked down and he went and saw her.
Wow.
Really, really nice. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, like he could just be a real rat bag, but he wasn't. He was just really, really nice. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
The new song that Bowie was shooting a video clip for was the title track for a new album. The track marked a new sound for him, his most catchy and accessible yet.
The publicans there at the time was Robbo and Lena, and they got told not to tell anyone, so they didn't. So when they came here, there was no one here. So they actually had to ask in the clip, that's why you've got a lot of older people in it, because they actually had to ring around and get people, and all the younger ones were out working, so they had to get all the old people here to participate in the clip.
And the people they raked together didn't disappoint.
I think a lot of people out here don't really give a rat's ass about, like, who's watching. From my experience out here, a lot of people love dancing. I'm a dancer, and you'll find a lot of people that just love dancing. So
people didn't have to be coaxed into it?
No, just how it is.
What did you think of the clip when it came out? What did the town think?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it.
Over the years, the Corinda Hotel has changed hands. There's been a renovation or two, but Jude's made sure the spot where Bowie stood has been preserved.
Because those tiles where David Bowie was singing, they got covered over. So Malcolm came in, the owner now, and he redid it to the original thing, which was really great. And I helped him, and he just did the wall. We call it the wall.
Why was it important for you to fix up the wall and try and restore it? Why did it matter?
Well, it mattered because he was here and we just wanted people to know it. But saying that, since we've done it, the amount of people that have come here just to see the wall. And this young girl, she was just gorgeous. Her mother drove her all the way out here, and she was just so excited. But it was so good to see a young person. To me, that was really special, to see a young person going, David Bowie was here. And I said, where did he stand, Jude? And I said, oh, he was right there.
It makes Jude happy to remember that one of the world's most enduring musicians visited her little corner of the world, and also that Corinda, New South Wales, was able to contribute, at least in a small way, to his career. Let's Dance became Bowie's highest-selling record ever.
That would have been the most extraordinary thing that's ever happened to me in Corinda, to be honest. Like, there's a few things that happen out here at Corinda, believe me, but not David Bowie.